Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of the Believe in Duke podcast. I'm Steve Wiseman from the Raleigh News and Observer, joined as always by Sheldon Williams. Sheldon has a new title now. He's a K-Academy champion. Among all the other things he's done in his career, we got something new to add. So, Sheldon, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, I'm a two-time champion for K-Academy and everything. But this year, it was pretty awesome to kind of go back and be there for a lot of the guys, and kind of it's like a mini reunion type thing. So you have all these guys coming back underneath Coach K's 42-year era of coaching, and they all kind of come back, and it's like a family reunion type thing. And, you know, see a lot of these guys and, you know, be able to just have a good time and, you know, just enjoy each other. You know, fortunately with K Academy, if you don't know anything about K Academy, you got to be at least 35 years old to actually play and kind of be like a week in the life of a Duke basketball player, so to speak. And you get a chance to, you know, play games. It's two games a day until the championship day, which is Saturday, which used to be on Sunday, which is they moved to Saturday this year. So that's pretty good. And then if you are able to play, you might have at least five games to go to the championship. Or a team like us, we had a chance to get a bye. So it was only three games for us. So we got a chance to play our bodies. So it was pretty good with that. So, but people were dropping. I'm telling you right now, people who are interested in, you know, going to K Academy, make sure your body is right. Don't sit there and say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and get into this, you know, physical pickup game late, whatever. You got to be preparing for this all the time. We had guys, I've seen a tear the Achilles, a guy on my team at the last day towards the ACL and meniscus, his bicep tendon. It got pretty real for a lot of some players and everything, but it was good. But they do, I mean, they got the guys' jerseys retired after they go 5 years, and this in the Raptors, just like, you know, there were other players that played for Duke, and, yeah. And when we won, they had the confetti shooting and the one shining moment, you know, song playing in the background. So they do it right. They do it right. They do a good job. But shout out to Debbie and Rachel. They did a good job of doing this event.
I love it. I love it. That is great. I didn't mean to slight you on your other championship. I didn't realize you did.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Keep racking them up. You keep stacking wins.
Baby. There you go.
Stacking wins. All right. Well, we remind everybody, Believe in Duke podcast is sponsored by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for NBA finals and Stanley Cup finals this season as they start coming up this weekend. We're getting ready for the finals in both of those sports. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game is over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind in one of our 150 slots games. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. So, yeah, one thing about being back at K Academy this week was not only are like former players, former greats like yourself back, and then the campers that pay to be part of the kind of the fantasy camp type of thing, right? Like a lot of people do, but the new players are here. It's kind of their first time being correct, part of the program, part of the brotherhood. What did you think about getting to meet some of those guys?
I thought it was pretty cool. I met five of them. Patrick Ngamba was in USA, helping the USA team try to win a gold for, I think, under 18, I believe it was.
Yes.
So I didn't get a chance to see him, but I got a chance to see everybody else. It's funny because, like a guy like Cooper Flagg is very decorative and all the stuff that he's been doing and accomplished and things like that. And I'm looking over because they had a couple games before my game, and I'm looking over and he's over here just like really animated about coaching the team that he was coaching with Chris Carwell. And I'm like, oh, okay, no, this guy's actually like, he's buying in already. He's already into all the things that Duke was already offering and things like that. And the fact that I'm seeing a guy like that, that has so much already he's accomplished, he's already like, I love this. Like, I'm in it. I'm yelling. I'm over here, like referees. Even K Academy, people getting on the referees and things like that. Like, that's a bad call. Come on, ref. Let him play. Things like that. So it was kind of cool to see that happen. I found out that people still don't know exactly, because you guys go by Common or Common, like the rapper name. Yes. So it's kind of like, Common. I'm like, all right, well, he got different names that people say. So hopefully he will let everybody know what he feels comfortable with that name. But he's a good guy, kind of quiet a little bit. Remind me a lot of when I play with Luol, that type thing. So, I think that was he seemed like a good guy. I got a chance to talk to Isaiah Evans a little bit more. He's a very confident guy. I will say that. I'm hoping that confidence leads to some confident play as well. I got a chance to see a couple of the pickups, and I didn't see a lot from him during those two pickup games, small sample size, but I'm hoping that that confidence will show through his playing ability as well. Khan, I got a chance to see him, talk to him as well. He played pretty good during his pickup games that I saw. Of the two games I saw, the first day, Common blew me away. The first game, he had a really good first day. The second day, Cooper Flagg had a really good second day. But the guy that was solid the two times I watched was Sion. Sion, what's the last name, James?
Yeah, from Tulane.
Yeah, yeah. That guy was solid. I mean, I know he's the, quote-unquote veteran of the team, but that guy was solid, from the body-wise, the play-wise, just him attacking, just being aggressive. He might, shoot a little bit too much, but it's pickup. That's what happens in the pickup, things like that, but I was very impressed with him because I didn't really see him at Tulane, but the fact that he was strong and able to take care of the ball and he was able to, hit people when they were trying to be open, that was a pretty good sign. Like I said, Khan played well as well. Cam, another transfer from Rice. He did a decent job the second day as well. So we have a lot of good talent on the team. It's going to be interesting to see how it kind of works together. I thought it was pretty cool seeing, like, you know, guys like Joey Baker and Jeremy Roach back. And, you know, even though they're, you know, went to a different school afterwards, they both graduated from Duke. So it wasn't like they left school and, you know, try to come back type thing. So it'd been a little bit more awkward, I guess, if you try to do like that versus you actually graduate from Duke and things like that, and then went to another school. But the fact that they came back and shows you how much, you know, they love being a part of Duke and the tradition and everything they built here at Duke, I think that's pretty cool as well, too.
That is good. I know. I saw the social media pictures and everything of Jeremy and Joey being back, and I did think that was notable to me, that just because they decided to move on and do something else, they do have the Duke degree, and that makes them part of things, right? So I guess it's a little different. Like if you know, like Sean Stewart probably isn't going to come back. He just transferred like a month ago, right? After being here for a year, that's a little different situation.
Right.
You know, than the guys that went through. You know, I mean, Jeremy Roach is going to play for Baylor this year, and who knows, Duke might have to play against him. But Jeremy Roach is responsible for banners up in the rafters, right? So
yeah,
it's hard to, you know, I think it's you can't really cut those ties, man. That's strong stuff right there. I did want to mention to you about James, Cyan James, coming back, making his kind of debut on campus. You know, I had a chance to talk to John Shire last week before the K Academy, and he kind of broke down to me about his thought process about what his plan was for building the roster in the offseason. And I wrote a story about that in the News Observer last week that was well read, because you know, there were a lot of thoughts of people that didn't know what was going on with all the transfers and everything. And he just basically said, you know, we want people to be all in for Duke basketball. We have the entire roster that way. And then also, I know coming out of the last 2 years, the way they lost in the NCAA tournament, he wanted to be an older team. He wanted to be older. And like you said, with James, he handles the ball strong. He passes well. You know, he's a veteran. These guys have played a lot of college basketball. Mason Gillis, the transfer from Purdue, he's already played, you know, 5 years, right? Yeah. He was in the national championship games, you know, a couple months ago now. He's going to be a big part of this. And I know John wanted some experience, even though Cooper Flagg, you know, Common, it's coming in from Africa. All these young guys, Khan, Isaiah Evans, super talented, but young. And so, and they're going to play. They're going to be a big part of this team, but he also wanted to have those experienced guys. And I think he's really trying to build that this year. He's, you know, he's got 1 year to coach Cooper Flagg. He's got this tremendous talent for 1 year. Who's going to be the number one pick next year? And he's got to build this great roster around him. And so, I'm glad to hear what you said about the pickup games, that James is already showing that aspect, because that's one thing, you know, coming out of the tournaments, that, you know, more experienced teams kind of knocked Duke out, right? Tennessee last year and NC State this year. NC State was experienced. Duke got past Houston, which was a great win. And it's going to be forgotten because they lost to NC State, but let's not forget that. That was a win over an experienced team, the kind of team that had knocked Duke out in previous years. So that was a good sign. But it was just a start, because they didn't make the Final Four, and John wants to make the Final Four. So I don't know how you feel about all that. I dropped a lot of stuff at you there, but how do you feel about that experience level? You
know? No, I think he's absolutely on the right path. I think the way basketball is going, having really talented freshmen is good, but when you go through the thick of things of the end of the season, you try to fight your way through a tough March tournament, March Madness tournament. You see there's been a repeated pattern of guys, the teams are veteran teams that are winning, whether it be mid-majors or whatever, there's a repeated pattern of veteran guys leading these teams to a deep run in the NCAA tournament. So I think he's on the right, Coach John Shire is on the right path with that, having a mix between, you know, veteran guys, good veteran guys, and talented freshman class. So I think we have a mixture of both, and we're we're a team that has a lot of depth at pretty much every position this year. So I think that's another thing for us as well. I didn't mention Mason Gillis, but he had a good pickup games as well while I was there. So I want to make sure I shout him out as well. I didn't know his game that much because, you know, the name Edie kind of overshadows a lot of people.
Of course. literally, yeah. Figuratively, yes.
Right. So I want to make sure that I give him his flowers as well. Darren Harris, he wound up hurting his wrist a little bit. So I didn't get a chance to see him play as much. So I'll be interested to see what he brings, as well as Patrick and Dumba when he comes back on campus and kind of see go from there. But it's going to be interesting to see because I think this is a very strong Duke team. Unlike any other Duke team, with all the transfers over the past, couple months, I guess. Mm-hmm. I want to say, what is it? It's almost like, 10 fresh new faces on this team? Yeah. Like 10 fresh new faces on the team, which is unheard of any Duke team in the past to have this many. I mean, even when I was in school, it was a big deal for us having 6 freshmen. And that was a big class when we came in. So, progressed though 20 years later. Dang, I said 20 years later, but dang.
Progressed. Blew my mind.
Right. Progressed 20 years later. And all of a sudden, we go from 6 to 10 new faces of the team and things like that. So, it's going to be interesting to see. I'm glad that we have a good, solid veteran team. Let's not forget about Malik as well from Syracuse. That's another veteran guy that's going to bring a lot of strong leadership with the team as well too. So between Sion, Malik, Gillis, we have those guys being veteran guys. Now you put that in with Proctor, being one of the lead guys that's been here for a while, and then get back a healthy Caleb Foster as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how things going to go. But I'm excited about this year more so than probably more so than when Zion and RJ and Cam came into Duke. So I think I'm a little bit more excited this year than that group. And I was very excited for that group, and that was only 3 guys. So yeah. I can't imagine how this is going to be for this group.
Exactly. And I have made that analogy. This feels like the Zion, RJ, Cam, Reddish. Trey Jones was in that class too. He stayed around for an extra year, but that was a great. And we knew that team was going to be special. We didn't know how until the first game when they just blew Kentucky out of the water. Okay, this is something else. All right, that got our attention.
What is this?
Exactly right. But this group feels like the best group since then, and maybe even better with the 6 guys and with Flag and Common. I know John said, come on. Somebody else told me Common. Anyway, we're going to get I'm told he doesn't seem to care.
If I said, when I was there, I was like, said, some people said Common, some people said Common, the rapper Common, some people said come on, come on, that type of thing. Yeah. So I don't know. So he'll tell us, I guess when he gets comfortable, hey, just call me this, and then everything will be fine. So
Big K.
There you go.
But this team has, and we can break it down here. Cooper Flagg is going to be, he could play a 3, he could play the 4. I think John wants him at the 3. I think he wants Malik Brown at the 4 and Common and Patrick in the middle, depending upon which one. And they're both going to be gone this summer. They're both playing international balls. Common's playing the Olympics.
Yeah. He was getting ready. I didn't know that he was getting ready to lift with Coach Will Stevens, our strength and conditioning coach. And he's like, great to have him around, but you can't blow a chance to be playing for your national team in the Olympics. That's the biggest stage right there. It's awesome that be even considered. And the fact that he was trying to get him, quickly acclimated to the Duke program before he leaves to go to overseas to the Paris games and the Olympics and things like that. I was like, that's an awesome feat to be able to be part of your country team at that early age as well too. So that's awesome.
What a great experience. He's going to come back better for it by having played against older people, and he'll it's one of those, you're right. I mean, obviously John would want everybody on campus working together, but like that experience will be equal to him. I think it'll be really good for him to get that. And he's already a really good defensive player from what I've been told. And I don't know what you saw in the pickup games. Is that what, did that impress you, his defense?
Yeah. I mean, he was able to be a good rim protector. Like I said, I have a small sample size. I only saw two games of pickup games. But the fact that I'm seeing the way he moves his feet, he does a good job moving his feet laterally. Like I said, again, it's a small sample size, but he was able to get out on the guard and switch out and kind of, you know, stay in front of the guard. I saw him chase down a block and throw it off the glass. And even though it's like kind of goaltending, it's still good because all of a sudden that person not going to come back in the lane like that because they think about the shot before it, whether the goaltending or not. So just seeing that, I thought that was pretty cool to see a real shot blocker like that. You know, Wiley was a really good one. Then we didn't really have one as much this year. And then now we have another one coming in. So I'm not sure if Patrick is going to be a shot blocker. It'd be great if he was. So there's no let up on the defense of protecting the rim. But I know at least for Common, it's going to be a threat wherever he's at, close to that rim, that people are going to know, you know, where he is. And he's coming. He's coming.
That's right. It's going to be like, you're right, like 2 years ago. I mean, you're right. Last year's team didn't have a shot blocker like that. It wasn't Kyle's strength, right? But Derek Lively the year before. The year before that, Mark Williams was the ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Blocking shots, and he's the first-round pick. He's in the NBA now. So it's kind of getting to be a tradition here, going back, kicking it back to your day, man. So protecting that lane, baby. This roster is going to break down it's going to be one of the tallest rosters in college basketball. I can't wait till that stat's going to come out soon. We're going to have access to that the tallest team. I just 2 years ago, Duke had the tallest team in the country that team with Derek with 2 7-footers, Lively and Flip in the middle. Mm-hmm. But even now, you go on the perimeter, right? You got Proctor and Foster, both 6'5". Sion James is 6'6". Con Knipple is 6'6". Darren Harris 6'4". You got height and length at all five positions, and then coming off the bench with height and length, it's really going to be a strength for this team this year. I really think it is.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's length and height, which is two great things to have on a basketball team. Then you mix that with veteran teams and super talented freshmen. It's a mixture for a good recipe, right?
right. And Malik Brown was the ACC Defensive Player of the Year last year.
Yeah, there you go.
Led the team in steals. I should say he made the all-defensive team, and he led the ACC in steals. He was not Defensive Player of the Year, but his stats, he was a strong candidate for it, for sure.
Okay.
I remember looking at that. And so that he put him in there, with Common in the middle. And that's going to be tough. I mean, that's really going to make this team hard to score on inside for sure. And again, that's gonna warm your heart. I always kick back to your days with protecting that protecting that lane, baby.
Yeah, protect that paint.
That's right. That's going to be good. Patrick is going to go. He's playing the Team USA, the under 18 group. He made that roster, which is good for him. He'd come off an injury in high school, so it's great to see him back playing at that level, and it'll do him good. I know you didn't get to see him because he's gone, but he'll be a guy coming in August. Everybody else is going to be here throughout the summer, and I know John said, he was on he did the Brotherhood podcast with Jay Billis, and said, and he also told me that he has to get this team to gel even quicker. I know they always talk in this day and age, it's everything's done like microwave quick, right? You've got to, your team, you had 4 years to get better gel. You and JJ played together a lot, right? And team's got one summer to get it together. So I know you just got to see those two pickup games, again, small sample size. We'll see how they gel and everything. But I think just that, getting used to the veteran guys pass the ball, knowing where the ball is going to be. That's all stuff that just comes with time, right?
Definitely. I think they all going to have like a little, maybe a week or so break before they got to come back for the second session of summer school. And that's when the first real gelling process would start, you know, getting acclimated to different workouts, school, and how to balance your school life and your personal, well, it's not really a personal life because there's not a lot going on with other kids not being on campus. And then your work life, which is, you know, being a Duke basketball player as well. So they're going to get a kind of a small sample size with that before school starts. And then when you add all of the students, and then all of a sudden you add in your social life and things like that. So try to find a good balance to try to balance the three with that. But it's going to be fun. I mean, when you have a big group, it helps make those things a little bit easier to adjust versus, like, you know, if you have a class of where it's just you or one other person, it's kind of hard to, at least in my opinion, it'd be kind of hard to adjust a little bit quicker than, you know, when everybody is going through it and you got six other players, you know, going through it, and then another four that's, you know, that's been through it, but it's not been through it in the Duke basketball atmosphere, life type thing. So you have, like, you know, everybody kind of going through the whole thing all over again. So it's like, all right, well, you have questions or how you deal with this. I know you did this over here at this class school. How'd you handle, you know, having, you know, a class here, over here, homework over here, study hall over here, weights and, you know, whatever over here, and then coach riding me over here. Like, you just, you know, have all these different aspects going on at the same time. It can be overwhelming a little bit as a freshman, but I'm sure we have a very good group of guys. So I'm sure there'd be a lot of more people trying to help them out. And that's why I really like that us having more than just a couple of veterans on the team. So It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun to see how this kind of gels. But, you know, summer school is normally when the first real gelling session goes, and go from there.
Exactly right. Well, we'll see how it goes. Unwinds here over the summer. We've got more stuff to talk about. We'll have another couple episodes here before things get going in the fall for sure. And you know, we'll see how. We'll see how Common does at the Olympics. We'll see how things unwind. I know it was good to see, real quick, Caleb Foster was coming off an injury, right? You know, he missed the NCAA tournament with a broken ankle. I know he's back on the court. I know he was in the gym doing some shooting and everything. So I don't know. He probably didn't participate in the pickup games, did he?
No, he didn't participate. I mean, I'm sure they're going to try to bring him along because there's no real – reason to throw him in the fire just yet. You know, you want to, you know, right, triple, quadruple, make sure that, you know, he's good and everything's good with that. So I understand that whole process because we really needed him at the end of last year too. So, but with him being able to get over this injury, I think being ultra careful is the way to go. And hopefully he's, you know, ready for the summer session when they come back in and kind of just let loose a little bit more. And then see how he responds, and hopefully his body responds well, and we see you know, a tandem of Proctor and Caleb Foster being the one and two, you know, for the team.
Yeah, and then it's good that James. That's another reason it was great to bring in James, James, is because if somebody's hurt or somebody's in a slump or whatever, you put him in, and I mean, he's going to be solid, right? He's played. He started over 100. College basketball games already at Tulane.
Yeah,
so.
yeah. You're right.
Good to have that. So anyway, well, listen, it was great catching up with you. Again, congratulations on the K Academy Championship for your squad. And another banner.
Team Las Vegas. It's only right that, you know, Vegas, they go to Vegas this year to play against Kansas. So like, oh, it was already written in the stars. Like, we should have, we're supposed to win. So
boom. I thought that same thing, man. That's great. All right. Well, thanks to everybody for joining us on this edition. We'll be back soon with another one sometime this summer. But anyway, take care, and we will join you next time.
All right. That's what we do.
Hey. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.